As a leader, do you encourage or discourage? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. In today's Leader Feeder, I want to look at why it's so crucial for you as a leader to switch from being discouraging to being more encouraging. Not only will it impact your results, but it'll also increase the morale and attitude of your group, and in the end, it makes your leadership job a lot easier. So, probably leaders don't realize that they end up criticizing more than they should. And that's because many times as a leader, you're looking for the exceptions, the things that are not going well. And so your team can start to see that all you do is focus on what's going poorly and putting out fires all the time without realizing that that negativity becomes a bit of a problem and reduces their motivation and their morale and attitude. Now, most negative people don't even think of themselves as being negative. So as a leader, you got to be careful that you don't just trick yourself into thinking, oh, all I'm doing is just telling the truth and highlighting the opportunities for improvement. If your tone comes off as being negative and critical all the time, you're going to end up discouraging your team. And all that serves to do is to demotivate them. You can't keep hammering them. It's not like that old expression that says the beatings will continue until morale improves. Okay, so if the goal is to help your team advance and solve problems better, I do have a few tips to become more encouraging. Tip number one, remember that most problems and challenges are solvable, right? So some of the things that your team is dealing with that cause you to be discouraged or critical, they are fixable and solvable most of the time. Some of it might require changes to the machinery and the equipment, and you might have to put up with things before you can get those things fixed. But the reality is you can solve most of the problems, and your job as the leader is to identify which problems need to be solved and then bring the resources to solving them. The second thing you can do to become more encouraging is to build on the successes. Many times you as a leader still, you see the incremental gains that your team is making, but you still see a big distance between where you're at now and where you think the team could be. And that means you seldom want to even give them any credit for making even the smallest of improvements. But why not highlight the gains that they're making so that you reassure them that the changes and the commitments that they're making are yielding results and progress? It'll nourish them to move to the next level. Right, so that's the second thing. Third thing is to reassure your team members. People get doubts and they can get down on themselves, or they may even be lacking in their own confidence level to deliver on the work expectations that you have for your team. So you need to reassure them. Hey, you're coming along well. Hey, I know you're new to the team, but you're really fitting in well. Wow, your attention to detail has really improved. Your scrap rate is dropping. You're more productive than you have been. You're keeping up with the line speed better than I've ever seen before. Anything you can do to reassure your team, because many times it's not that your team thinks too highly of themselves. Many times it's people are doubting their effectiveness and their confidence level. And so you can help them as a leader by highlighting those positives. As you become more encouraging, you're going to notice that the morale and attitude of your group improves, and you should start to see it in terms of the results that your team is capable of generating as well. Now, once you've worked on how to become more encouraging instead of discouraging, you might want to work on some of your other leadership capabilities, and of course, we're here to help. You can take part in one of our virtual workshops delivered over the internet, or you can have us in to train your team live in person. Or maybe it's just grabbing some of the resources that we have on our website. It all starts with a conversation, of course, and you can do that at uniquedevelopment.com or connect on one of the many social media platforms that we're available on, including from Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Google Play under the Leader Feeder podcast by Frontline Leadership. No matter how we can help you, I look forward to being your partner in leadership performance.